Detective Robinson. What do we have here? 67-year-old male, single gunshot wound to the upper chest. Do you have a time, Melinda? So that's between 6 and 10 p.m. last night? I'd assume the chest wound did it. Yeah, I know. You won't know until you get him on your table. Officer, who called it in? Yeah, not what you'd expect coming into work. Did you already take their statements? Okay, we're gonna need a copy of that. I don't see signs of a struggle. Is there any blood under him? Well, it wasn't done here. Dump job? This isn't a very heavily used road since the construction started. Not too difficult to shove him out of the car and drive off. But that does also mean they wouldn't care if he was found quickly. It's Tuesday. Construction workers were going to be here. He's on his way. He's across town, and we weren't supposed to be in for another 5 hours. I don't know why they called us. There's plenty of people that were already on the clock. Why would that matter? Captain. It's been a while since you've been at a crime scene. Wait. The Detective Holmes? No, I never met him. I heard a lot about him, though. He's been retired, what, 10 years? Yeah, I made detective a few months after. Fuck. He's on his way. No, he's not gonna let this go. This was his mentor. Captain, come on, don't shut him out of this. He's not gonna let it go. The chief of D's? Parker isn't gonna like this. All three of them were close. Closer than anyone. Look, the chief doesn't have to know. Just, you wouldn't have called us to the scene if you didn't want us involved. Hey, well, what if it was your old partner? He retired last year, right? Would anyone stand in your way of finding out who did it? This is one of us, retired or not. Understood, Cap. Let's get the photos started. No telling when reporters will get a hold of this. Any idea what he's been up to since retirement? Ugh. That club has always been bad news. I'm surprised he took a security job over there. Huh. You gotta do what you gotta do. He's here. No, he's with me. Hey, he's with me. Let him in. Parker. I'm sorry, but it's him. No question about it. I'm sorry, man. All right, they're gonna wanna ask you some questions since you guys were close. Captain promised not to keep us out of it, so lay low, all right? I'll head back to the station to get us set up. Good luck. Hey, perfect timing, Parker. I just pulled out Holmes' old personnel folder. It took some persuasion of Betty at the front desk, but she understood this was important. He worked in homicide here for 17 years, had a total of 12 different partners. Isn't that a bit much? Oh, sorry, just an observation. You were his longest and final partner. Did he say anything about his plans for retirement? He took it earlier than most. Private security. Pretty easy to make enemies if you aren't careful. Any idea where? I'll list them. None of these places are particularly known for being rowdy. You okay? I know this isn't easy. Let's stick to the facts, okay? Pretend it's just another John Doe, you know? Take emotion out of it. Pulling financials is good. Yeah, see if there's anything we don't know about. Anything he could be mixed up in. Hey. John Doe, remember? We gotta be prepared for anything. Hey, can you pull Detective Holmes' financials for the last 10 years? Tax records would be the best place to start since he works security. We can start there while we wait for his personal accounts. Thank you. Was there family that needed to be informed? Just you guys. Chief won't be back till tomorrow. Not exactly a phone conversation any of us are looking forward to. Don't worry. The captain is handling it. There's something familiar about this case. A year ago, private security for that club, Passions, was found dumped from a car at a construction site. Single GSW to the chest. I mean, I know it's not that unique, but something to go off of. Yeah, every cop knows to stay away from that club. Most of us are convinced it's connected to organized crime. They just couldn't prove it. But if he didn't, or thought he could handle it, it's a lead. Park, you good? Do you need some time? It's okay to take a day. Hey, Cap. We just started making some connections, put in the usual calls, and Melinda moved him to the front of the line. The policeman's gala? I thought you were going, so we didn't have to... Cap, we got a big case here. You can't expect us to go to this party with 3 days' notice. Yes, sir. Have you ever gone to one of those since you've been on the force? Twice for me. Avoided them ever since. Guess I need to go shopping after work. That's the lab. They want us to clarify something. Better go. I don't know what to tell you, Parker. We have to wait for the warrant. The dead have rights, too. What's your rush? No one's gonna mess with the apartment before we get there. Parker. What is your deal? Eat. Keep your strength up. We'll have the warrant in a day. You've never been this crazy about a case before. Oh, Park, I'm sorry. Hey, man, that wasn't fair. Hey, we agreed to never talk about my lockpicking ever again. I could lose my job. Fine. We will go to the house. Where is it? You filled out the warrant request. What? Did you purposefully take us to lunch across the street from his house? Fine, but we're talking about this after we're done. And you better not touch anything. I'm not losing my job for this. Pictures. That's all. Of course there are much better reasons. After lunch. Hey. Damn it, Parker. I keep the stuff in our car, okay? Keep watch. You understand me? They're doing patrols every 20 minutes to watch this house. Did you know how many locks he has on this door? I'm good. I don't know if I'm this good, though. Fine. I'm working. Jesus. Man, who the fuck is this fucking paranoid? Alright, that's one. Hey, I am good at this, all right? I'm going as fast as I can. Okay. This one's sticky. Who is protecting this much shit? We don't get paid enough to protect anything like this. I don't get paid enough for this. What was his pay? How many locks are on this bitch? Stop nagging me, man. You're the lookout. So look out. Fucking God. Okay, that one was easier. Oh, they're getting easier. Okay. Almost there. One more to go. Let's get it and get out. Whoa. This is a mess. Did he always keep it like this? I don't know. When I took over his desk, there were years of bleach stains. I thought he was obsessively clean. Wait, shh. Did you hear that? Is that you? I don't like this. Let's go. Now. ever doing that again, Parker. Are we clear? Hey, look at me. Are we clear? Now promise me you didn't touch anything. You owe me a new drink, by the way. Getting into his house was the biggest pain in the ass. I have never seen someone with so many deadbolts on their door. 7. Once we found out he was working private security at that same club as our other Vic, it just made sense. We brought pretty much everything we could think of as evidence to look through. It's boxes and boxes of records. It's all we're going to be doing for days. They are setting up extra patrols around local construction sites just in case something happens. I don't know, though. There was a lot of time and only 2 Vics. Not a lot to tie them. Well, the last thing that we had, other than the job, was a weird deposit of $15,000 from an offshore account. We thought it was for the security work, but we were able to track those. We have no idea what these were or why they received them, but both came in almost about 18 hours before each death. We're waiting for some more tests from the autopsy, but if he's as clean as the other guy, we're at a loss. No other leads yet. I just worry about Parker. It's really getting to him. He's been distracted at work, taking calls privately. He's not acting like himself, and I think he's hiding something from me. Acting really strange. I know. I've never lost a partner, so I can't understand, but I'm worried about him. He was supposed to be here tonight. I'll give him a call later, see if he's on his way. You know him. He shows when he shows. Evening, Cap. You're looking sharp. Talking a little shop. Can you blame us? Okay. Going, schmoozing, whatever you want, boss. Hi. One more martini? Beef eater? Nah, bone dry. Is it that obvious? Just a lot on my mind. And I have to admit, I am a little bored. I've never liked being at these galas much. Something bad always happens. Someone drinks too much and starts a fight. Someone throws a fit about losing at the last softball game and calls for a rematch. Not good, but never boring. I think they limited everyone to 3 drinks to avoid anything getting out of control. There are just never enough babysitters for all the people here. That would put an agency on call, sweetheart. No one wants to cover that kind of cost. I'm Robinson. You are? Beautiful name for a beautiful woman. Oh, I thank you. I have to admit, turning on the charm at a work event like this is always a bit awkward, but I'm sure you'll help me through it. Actually, I don't think I've seen you at one of these before. New to town? Kinda? Vague. But I'll go with it. Oh, with my work, a little mystery just adds to the intrigue. Well, I'm glad to have made your acquaintance. Cheers. Have you enjoyed the party? Even if I haven't been the best guest here with you so far? Oh, then you should make time to talk to the captain at some point. He has great stories that he just loves sharing. Between you and me, this is his one night that he gets to share and look cool. The guy loves the attention. He is definitely the star in every last one, so don't let his charm fool you. We all know how to make ourselves look good. Maybe I just am that good, sweet. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I love giving out nicknames. Normally they have an air of mocking, but for you, I wanted it to be nice. You've been nothing but sweet in the past few minutes we've talked. Others, well, look, the guy in the plaid suit over there, horrible, horrible blue plaid. Yeah, that one. That's Banana. He slipped on a banana peel his second day in the precinct. It stuck. But he loves it, though. He likes to act a little wild, and it adds to his lore. And then we have Sparky in the white. He accidentally set a small fire in the office. Still not sure how, but it's happened twice. I wasn't on duty, I don't know. Didn't burn the place down, though. Nah, they don't pay me enough. How's your drink? No? What is that? Oh, it's a Cosmo. Duh. Didn't think people actually ordered those. Can I try it? More for you. Thanks, though. Hey, if you ever need someone to show you around town, I'd be more than happy to volunteer. Oh, trust me. It wouldn't be an inconvenience at all. Can't think of anything I'd rather do than spend some quality time with someone as sweet as you. I'd love to get your number. Everything all right? No, of course. Yeah, go. Have a great night. What the hell was that? Hey, Cap, is something going on? 6 people just left like their asses were on fire. Keep an eye on who? There's a limit at the bar. It's not like we can get crazy like past years. All right. I'll watch the party till it ends. Any chance I'll get an explanation anytime soon? Hey, Parker. Calling to see if you're on your way. Normally you're late, doesn't pass 2 hours, and we are barreling toward 3. Let me know if something came up, and I'll make an excuse up for the captain. Yeah, whatever it is, I got your back, brother. Talk soon. Why the fuck is everyone acting so weird? How do you set fire to a glass of water? I truly don't understand that guy. Maybe she was right. They do need a babysitter. I better be paid extra for this crap. Chief, what can I do for you this late when I'm off the clock and going home? Hospital? Why? When? Where? That makes no sense. He knows the connection we made there. Why would he show up? Did he say anything? Alright, I'm not too far away. Is he awake now? God, I knew something was wrong when he didn't show up. I should have called him more. No, this has to be connected. He must have asked too many questions or pissed off the wrong person. God, why didn't he tell me? Is this why everyone left? Why Captain was so... Fuck. That woman. Is she a cop? Maybe a reporter? What floor? I'm here. Where is he? What do you mean? I got here in just a few minutes. Well, how long has he been down? Damn it! All right, let me see him. Oh. What have you done, man? What are you trying to do? I'm gonna figure out who did this to you. They will not get away with this, Park. Why couldn't you have just told me? Did he say anything to you, Chief? You three were close friends, practically brothers. Nothing? What is so secret that two cops have gotten killed? I knew you were a cop. You could have told me. Yeah, you're right. I guess you didn't lie. Did you know who I was when you left to go find him? You didn't tell me, though. That's... Oh, I can't even put that into words. I don't care if you were worried about me showing up. Of course I was going to. What are you doing here? New partner? The hell are you talking about? My partner just died. He isn't even cold yet, and you're already giving me a replacement? I don't want one. I don't need one. I'm gonna find out who killed my partner. My only partner. Just get out. Please, go.